Radio.
Why Fast? A Lenten Reflection by Father Anthony Bernard. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit for 40 days in the wilderness, tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing in those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry.
The passage we obviously heard was alluding to Jesus being driven in the desert 40 days, and in the Gospel of Matthew we get a better description of what Jesus did, and he fasted those 40 days. It's good to understand the history of fasting, and the best way to do that is just look in the Old Testament, some beautiful examples in the Old Testament of some people who fasted, why they fasted, and what benefits they received and the effects of the fasting that had. So some beautiful, powerful examples. First one, which is probably the obvious one alluding to, is Moses. Fasted for 40 days. He prepared himself. He was asked to be 40 days and 40 nights before he encountered God and before he received the commandments, the encounter of God. Very powerful. And this is alluding to Jesus preparing himself for his mission, which is a beautiful comparison. And Jesus always compared to Moses in a lot of other examples, especially in the Gospel of Matthew. But there's another example I will go to is Jonah. Jonah was asked to go preach to Nineveh. Nineveh were a city which was offending God. God told Jonah, tell the people to repent. If they don't repent, the city will be chastised. And so Jonah told them, and Nineveh, the king, starting from the king, he responded and he realized that, yes, we are offending God. And they decided to fast, and they fasted, and they all put sackcloths and fasted. Even they fasted, let their animals fast. And they devoted God's justice, which was interesting. And so they did it as a form of repenting. Their fasting was a form of repenting and asking for forgiveness. Another example of fasting in the Old Testament is Esther. She fasted for 3 days from food and water because she was interceding and asking God to have mercy to change the heart of the king for his unjust decision. She interceded for her people, so she fasted for her prayer to be heard, and that was very important. Daniel, he fasted for 3 weeks, no meat or wine, vegetables and water, and he was doing it for purification, to please God and to prepare himself for something. So it's a form of preparation and purification. Another one, Josaphat. He was called to fast in Israel against enemies. So he was asking God's intercession to protect his people from the enemies. And then David grieved. David, he committed adultery. Bathsheba was pregnant. And God got offended with, obviously, with what David did, and was warned that he's going to lose his child. So he fasted, he grieved, he prayed in repentance and that his child be saved. But unfortunately, the child wasn't saved, but he didn't get angry about that. He accepted it, which was admirable, but he still prayed and asked for God's mercy for his child to be saved. And then he did the same when he lost his other son, Absalom. And he grieved over the loss of his son and fasted over the loss of his son as a form of grieving in remorse. And there is a day of atonement that the Jews have. They fast no food, no water, 24 hours for a day of atonement, for in day of God's mercy and forgiveness for their country, for their people. So that's a bit of history from the Old Testament. Come the New Testament, we see Jesus himself fast. We see Jesus in two different episodes talk about fasting, which is read on the Ash Wednesday. He talks about charity, fasting and prayer. And he talks how if we fast, it's not to show, it's not for people to know we're fasting, but we're doing it in the silence of our hearts and we're doing it to please God. he was endorsing fasting for a reason. He was questioned, challenged by the Pharisees. How come John the Baptist's disciples fast? How come the Pharisees' disciples fast? How come your disciples don't fast? And Jesus said, there will be a time when they fast. He didn't say he doesn't want them to fast. He said when the bride and the bridegroom, together, he says there's no need to fast, but there'll be time when the bridegroom's taken away. And he said, then there'll be a time to fast. So another example where he endorsed fasting was there was a man's son who was afflicted by a demon. The man came to Jesus and said, look, your disciples couldn't help my son. Please help my son. Jesus rebuked the demon in the son. And the disciples said to the Lord, to Jesus, said, how come we couldn't set this child free? And he said, Jesus says, sometimes this needs more prayer and fasting. So this kind of work or deliverance. So he was clearly indicating that fasting was important dimension to prayer. We see the disciples fast before they made important decisions, before they made disciples as a community. They prayed and fasted, and then they made a decision through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So it is part of the culture of the Old Testament people, or examples in Jesus' time and in the early disciples. And it's been part of the early church. And truly meant, we're invited as a community of people to embrace that spirit of fasting. And the purpose of the fasting is, first and foremost, is deepen our relationship with God. That's first and foremost, the desire to love God more. There are so many levels of fasting as well. In the fasting, we enter into the spirit of preparation of that whole journey Jesus leads up to the cross. We also, in solidarity to other people who are suffering, people who are poor, people who don't have food, so we enter solidarity with the people. And we invoke in prayer for repentance, not just for ourselves, but for the world, for the community, because that's why Jesus died. So we're uniting our prayers with the Lord Jesus, which is so important. And praying, fasting's making amends, reparation for our own sins. So there's many dimensions to fasting and so many beautiful benefits. And during Lent, we ask to do that. What is fasting? Fasting is specifically meant to be food-related of some kind. There's different ways of fasting. There could be no food, no water. It might be one day, might be a few days, a period of time, or it might be some water and no food, or it might be some food, some water, but very minimal. But it's food related. There has been a culture kind of understanding, like I fast, I might fast off TV or fast off a computer or whatnot. That is good to do, but it's not related to the actual physical fasting of food, which is important. The benefits of fasting food, and it should be embraced by everybody, is the beauty. You receive a lot of graces from that, internal graces, physically, mentally, emotionally, discipline of the spirit. And if you're able to fast from food and to limit food, you're able to have better self-control of yourself and more resistant to temptation. And the beautiful example is Jesus himself. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Towards the end, he was tempted. And it made him so weak that it was meant to make him vulnerable. And when you're vulnerable, temptation becomes easier to give in to. And Jesus showed at his most vulnerable moment, he was given the most strongest form of temptation against his humanity. And he was able to show by God's grace that he was able to overcome those temptations. So it's a beautiful example of Christ himself showing the fruits and power of fasting in his own ministry. And we're invited to enter into that. So if we take the spirit of fasting with a beautiful, just a joyful kind of embracing, and take it in, be gentle on ourselves, but do something food-related, we'll see the fruits of that within ourselves, in our own personal spiritual life, and being spiritually stronger to overcome sin. But so much more we get from the benefits of fasting that can be talked about and mentioned. And just if you look Google on a website, you can look at benefits of fasting. They just show from a secular point of view how much it improves your physical well-being, not to mention your spiritual well-being. So I encourage you to do something, to do some kind of fasting, the physical food related, and then do something. Obviously, I'm strong, no TV, less computers, more time with the Lord. Yeah, that's practical, and that'd be something related to penance. But try something, do something little, stick to it, don't be hard on yourself, and enter the spirit of fasting with a spirit of sort of joy, or a spirit of wanting to do something to please the Lord and to get deeper with the Lord.
That was a reflection by Father Anthony Bernard on fasting. For more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.
Cradio.org.au.